Don Waitz, who we are interviewing right now, has been a longtime anti-psychiatry activist, and I think the best way to introduce him is to read a piece that he wrote from this week's Sex Survivor Pride Week program called 10 Good Reasons to Abolish Psychiatry. 1. Psychiatry is quackery, a pseudoscience which lacks independent diagnostic tests, testable hypothesis, and cures for mental illness. 2. Psychiatrists have already caused a worldwide epidemic of brain damage by prescribing brain-disabling treatments such as neuroplectics, antidepressants, electroconvulsive brainwashing, ECB, or electric shock, and psychosurgery, lobotomy. Psychiatrists routinely misinform psychiatric prisoners, involuntary patients, their families, and the public by claiming that these procedures are safe, effective, and life-saving. 3. Psychiatrists manufacture hundreds of mental disorders classified in its Bible titled Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the DSM. The DSM is not scientific work but a catalog of negative moral judgments which psychiatrists use to medicalize, target, and stigmatize dissidents and alternative ways of perceiving, interpreting, and being in the world. Psychiatrists fraudulently diagnose people's life crisis as symptoms of schizophrenia and mental illness. Psychiatrists falsely claim without scientific proof that schizophrenia is not only a real disease, but caused by biochemical imbalance in the brain, genetic factors, or a genetic predisposition. In fact, there are no scientifically established biochemical and genetic factors in schizophrenia and other mental illnesses. 5. Psychiatrists routinely violate the ethical and legal principle of informed consent by failing to inform psychiatric prisoners and other non-medical alternatives such as safe survivor control crisis centers, drop-in self-help advocacy groups, holistic and naturopathic medicine, and affordable supportive housing. Psychiatrists are sexist in frequently stereotyping women in crisis as hysterical and over-emotional, over-drugging, electroshocking, and blaming women whenever they voice real complaints and openly express their feelings and emotions such as sadness, pathologized as depression. Psychiatrists are homophobic. An American Psychiatric Association once officially labeled homosexuality as a mental illness, later voted not to classify it as an illness. 8. Psychiatrists are ageist in targeting elderly people, especially women, for antidepressants and electroshock, a form of elder abuse. 9. Psychiatrists are racist and classist in disproportionately drugging African Americans, African Canadians, and poor people, labeling them schizophrenic and psychotic, and subjecting children of color to experimental drugs or high-risk experiments. 10. Psychiatrists routinely violate people's human rights and constitutional rights, such as incarcerating innocent people without trial or public hearing, involuntary commitment, or preventative detention, and subjecting them to cruel, degrading, inhumane punishments or torture such as forced drugging, forced electroshock, psychosurgery, solitary confinement, and other restraints.